feed. Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And
could you just pass me the piece of paper there? Thanks.
Chris.
Thanks, Britt.
Day.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Origin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Bates Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Well, hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hi.
No morning, Nala.
Morning.
Good morning, Thursday. It's not Friday yet.
No.
We're nearly there this time tomorrow.
We're getting there.
And then this time tomorrow, we'll be sleeping.
Yeah.
That's what we do on a Saturday. Around this time, you'll be sleeping, right? Rossi actually would already be up with his dog and his kids at a cafe. Going for a walk.
I will have, yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Actually, Pretty, you've been doing that as well, though, recently, haven't you?
He's diverting. Yes, I
will. 5:30 starts.
What are you doing, though? I feel like you're grabbing, like, all your medicine out of your bag right now.
I am.
What are you taking right now? We have to be careful with you.
A variety of stuff.
Why are you taking so many pills in the morning? You shouldn't have to. You're a healthy young man.
Well, I just want to. I just want to try, see if...
What are you taking?
Jolt.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, that's like a vitamin. That's fine. Do you feel any different on it?
I've only taken it 2 days. This is the second day.
Okay, yeah.
This one is probiotic.
Okay. What's it called?
Restore Plus.
I'm going to Google that. Yep.
This one.
Oh gosh, there's too this many.
One is. I'm not taking that one. This one is Dexcellent.
For what?
This one is like for acid reflux.
Why do you take it every day?
It's fun, isn't it?
But do you have acid reflux that you need to take it every day?
I have. Yeah.
It's what you're eating, dude.
I've got. No, I think I'm allergic to coffee.
Okay, here we go.
You're not allergic to coffee, as he has his sip of coffee. You're not allergic to coffee. If you're allergic to
it. I get bad heartburn, like with the esophagus is all scarred. So these help me.
Nah, he's making it up. He's doing what I do, self-diagnose, do his own thing.
Well, I was given these by the doctor, though. So
yeah, but for short term, just be careful. Anyway, just be careful.
I appreciate
because we care about you. Like we don't want to do the show without you ever.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Turn up one day and like, oh, he passed away. Like I don't want that.
Chris.
That would hurt. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Got a bit of a news flash for you, mate.
What?
We all die.
Yeah, but don't you want to stay around longer than, you know, you don't want to go now.
Well, it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
For your kids.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
When it's my time to go, it will be my time to go.
This is way too morbid.
But you don't want it to be now.
That reminds me, we should talk about funeral songs today.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's a good topic. Don't you think funeral songs is a good topic?
Yes,
what would you like played at your funeral?
Funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that. Yeah. I'll do that. Will you do that then? That's my type of topic.
Okay.
Hotel stays we've got coming up. We've got cash. We've got flights. Where are we flying off with Fly Dubai today?
Where do we want to go? Let's go to Georgia.
Yeah, Tbilisi. All right, let's go there.
Let's go to Tbilisi. Let's send you to Tbilisi, should I say. That's coming up. All right. What happened?
You said it wrong. After you like mocked me for speaking wrong, saying the word funeral, you went Tbilisi or whatever. it was karma, really.
You know, someone said to me yesterday, you know, Rossi and Chris argue like either they've been married for 80 years or like they're teenage brothers.
Yeah.
But like, the first thing he does to annoy me is block out my name on the intro.
I didn't do that. I just asked for a piece of paper. It was a piece of, I needed a piece of paper and I had to ask her. I didn't know that it was saying your name in the intro of the show.
I really didn't know.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm thinking I'm going to change the intros. It's that time of year. I'll put my name first.
You do it, buddy. You do it. Hey, listen, can we give away this now? Waterbomb Festival. Let's go.
Yeah.
You want, is it 4 or 8?
Four
tickets. We'll give you 4 tickets to the Waterbomb Festival. It's happening this weekend. DJ Snake, Benny Benassi, Danny Neville, and more. Call us right now, 04871-5544. I need you to help us choose the song that gets played on Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
I just want water.
And it's
ironic that I want water and we're about to do give away a Waterbomb Festival.
But it's like every morning that's the first thing out of his mouth. How do I get some water?
Well, they took all the water bottles away from us. We had water bottles here.
Just bring your own.
I'll bring mine in, and like we can show off because we've got like really fancy water, and everyone else will be walking around with the other
have
stuff.
Have you got any of that Monviso water that you have?
Ooh. Yes, I've got like boxes.
Unopened, though.
Do you want sparkling or still?
Still. Where still. Is it?
It's in my house, stored in the...
What's it doing there?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Because he's asking about it now.
Yeah, we're asking for water now. You're telling me you got it at home. I've got water at home as well.
Yeah, but I'll bring it in for you and you can have a nice supply in the studio. Only the best is good enough for you.
I don't think he will.
I will, I'll do
it. He's going to forget tomorrow.
I won't.
This time tomorrow I'm going to ask for the water and Ross is not going to have it. I'm just letting you all know.
Okay.
I predict the future.
No, I think he's going to have it.
Oh, because it's Monviso.
Yeah.
And it means you'll get to talk about it on the radio.
Because exactly. It's what?
Monviso. 6:08, we're live. This is Virgin Radio. Good morning on a beautiful Thursday morning.
Pick my hits.
All right. Is it Mpho?
Yes.
What up, Mpho? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm all right. Thank you.
What's happening in your life? 6:08 in the morning, what's happening?
I'm getting ready to go to work now.
What do you do for work?
I'm a firefighter.
What?
You're a firefighter?
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. This is great.
You put any fires out in the last couple of weeks? Any fires? There was a big one at Barasti. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
So what's your
jurisdiction?
Yeah, what's your geography? Where do you do it?
Where I work, it's more like fire safety and fire protection.
We're not
taking out fires. We're putting measures to avoid fires.
Got it.
I thought you were like actually in the civil defense, and I was going to ask you if they still like slide down the pole these days. Do they do that in Dubai? Sliding down the pole. Or is that a UK thing, do you think?
I don't know. I haven't been to a fire station here.
We have.
We did?
Yeah. We did. When we did, we went to some kids' parties all over. There was
right.
one there.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry about that. Mpho, can I ask you a question? How important are smoke detectors in a house?
Smoke detectors are very important.
Yeah.
Because the first thing to show you that there might be a fire coming up, or you need to be ready.
Yeah, no, of course. That's exactly what I heard the other day. Smoke detectors are just so important.
Yeah.
You know what's also important is water, and you're going, it's ironic, you're going to a water bomb festival. Congratulations.
Yay.
You got four tickets coming your way, okay? Four tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your weekend
Thank
is
you
sorted.
So much.
You got the weekend pass as well, so you can go on the on both days, right?
2 days, yeah. 7th and the 8th.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Cool. It starts tomorrow, guys, down there at Dubai Festival City. It's going to be amazing. A big water bomb fight and festival. We've got big DJs down there as well. We're going to be representing at Virgin Radio, so go down and hang out. All right, you need to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Nala, what song do you want Mpho to choose?
I know you might not like this song, but you know, help a girl out. I need some points. It's like a G6.
Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6.
Pretty, what would you like?
I know you're gonna love this, Mpho. Come on, pick my song.
My loneliness,
Britney Spears,
is killing me.
I must confess, I still believe.
All right, Rossi, what do you want Mpho to choose?
Hey, Mpho, choose mine.
It's
Money
not
Skin.
Mpho.
Mpho?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mpho, I apologize. Please choose my song. Begging, I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
I'm begging you. So put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging you. So put your love in the hand now, darling.
Thank you, Rossi. Mpho, I want a classic from Evanescence, My Immortal. They are your four options. Which one do you want?
Because I'm missing home so much this morning, I'll go with My Loneliness Is Killing Me.
And I must confess, I still believe.
Would you like to apologize?
No.
No? Okay, sure. Just gave you the option there. Britney Spears, right here on Virgin Radio. Hit me, baby, one more time. It's one more time. Why does she want to be? What is she saying? Hit me, baby. I'm just now thinking about that.
It's so. Hit it me, goes. Baby. Did you watch that documentary on Netflix about? Is it Swedish, Rossi? Max Martin is Swedish.
Yeah, he's Swedish. Yeah.
So about Max Martin and like why all the biggest songs in the world come from basically Sweden.
Oh.
And if you look at Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, like Max Martin did this song. So a lot of times in the English translation, it wouldn't make sense.
Oh.
So what they meant by this song was like, come back to me or call me again.
Hit me back.
Hit me, like,
hit me back. Yeah, yeah. Put a word in there. Hit me back one more time. Not so, hit me because like, that's violent. But it's like,
yeah. And then it was like, okay, it's a hit now. So
they kept it as it is.
Do? Yeah. What do you do?
6:16. We're live here on Virgin Radio. Morning for your Thursday. We're waking up not as humid as it was yesterday, thankfully. If you look outside, at least it's not too foggy on the windows and all that. Mm-hmm. So take it easy on the roads, though, if you are driving through.
Can't believe it. Like, Max Martin, what a legend. I need to watch this documentary.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He wrote Nala. You'll love this.
He just
Shake It Off, Blank Space, Bad Blood, Wildest
He's
Dreams.
He's written everything. Wow. He's written, produced everything.
No, what's the documentary
my
called?
My mates produce more than him.
Red One?
No, Pooh Bear.
Really? Nah, I don't know. Max
Martin. Go look at Pooh Bear's song.
Max Martin is like a legend in the music business. Pooh I'm Bear not denying is. Pooh Bear either, but I'm just saying Max Martin has written everything from like the late 80s till now.
Yeah, he's a bit of a legend, yeah.
Nah, Pooh Bear's done more.
Nah.
You want to tell you some of them? I'll tell you some of them. Kelly Rowland, Work.
Bad Guy.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
Wow.
No, hold on. 112, Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, correct.
Peaches and Cream.
Where Are You Now, Justin Bieber.
He did a lot of Justin's stuff, didn't he?
Basically all of Justin's album. Hold on, there's more. I want to, because I can't.
Usher caught up,
yeah.
Love that song.
Lonely Christmas, Bryson Tiller, Justin Bieber.
What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber?
He did
Work
like,
by Kelly Rowland.
You just said those.
He didn't say What Do You Mean.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did. What Do You Mean? I didn't say it, though.
Okay, sorry.
These guys get so much money from writing songs.
Yeah, because it's good, isn't it?
I wish I was that talented.
It's good because you can sort of like hide. He'll be able to walk the streets, I imagine.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, he doesn't know. True. No, but there's more. He sold more than half a billion records.
I mean, I'm still saying Max Martin has had the bigger hits, though.
Craig David, 16. David Guetta, To You. These are all the songs I found them. Let me run through some more. Yeah, Usher caught up, we said. Nearly every Justin Bieber song. He wrote Despacito.
Yeah, but no, obviously he took Luis Fonsi's version and reworked it a bit.
Yeah, but it's his. Like, as in...
He didn't write the Spanish version because it's originally Spanish.
Yeah, but he made the one that everyone listened to.
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Yeah, no one knew the Luis Fonsi one. Well, they did.
Don't say
they
no.
Did. No, no, they did. It was a big... Yes, but it's the most listened to song on YouTube in the history of the world. That is the biggest YouTube song.
It was at some point, yeah.
Right. I just want to win this argument. I can transform you, Chris Brown.
We didn't really.
Oh my gosh, I don't care. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber.
All right, well, can I go now?
Yeah.
Go. Taylor Swift, 22. This is a. What else?
Who did this?
This is Max Martin.
Max Martin is.
As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys, Baby One More Time.
I Want It That Way. He did the
Blinding
whole
Lights.
All the Weeknd.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. Max Martin ties John Lennon for the second most hot 100 number one singles among writers.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
After Paul McCartney. So there you go. Max Martin is number two on the list of the most number ones.
Yummy, Justin Bieber. Girl, you want that yummy yum. Okay. All right, we'll just call it a tie.
It's just Max Martin is the second.
Yeah, but we'll call it a tie.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Tie, we agree?
Sure.
Just, we all agree?
I'm going to trump you right now.
Do we all agree?
Whatever.
No.
Whatever makes you happy.
I'm trumping you. This one, I Got You by Nick Carter.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
Rihanna doesn't have enough money, so she's making more money by launching Fenty Hair. It's officially launching on June 13th. This is Rihanna talking about it.
Man, what's Fenty Hair?
Hair has always been very personal to me. It's an outlet of self-expression, creativity. I feel like it's also been markers of my evolution and growth over the years, both as an artist and as a person. So launching Fenty Hair was something I was really, really passionate about.
So it's got shampoos, conditioners, styling products, and a lot more.
I thought it was like actual hair, like it's a weave.
Like extension.
It could be. I'm sure it could be. But yeah, that's going to be launching June 13th.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal, your favorite, Chris, believes...
Blech.
Wait. Has a unique advantage in Hollywood. He's told The Hollywood Reporter that being legally blind, which I had no idea Jake Gyllenhaal was...
He's legally blind.
...has helped his acting career. He said, quote, "I've never known anything else when I can't see in the morning before I put on my glasses. It's a place where I can be with myself." And he said in Southpaw, back in 2015... There was a scene where the police tell his character that his wife passed away. So he actually did it without his contacts so he couldn't see anything so his listening would be heightened.
Hold on, but can I just ask, he's legally blind. What does that mean? Like, does that mean that if you don't, like people that wear glasses are legally blind?
No, you have to be a certain percentage off. So without his glasses, he cannot see.
Well, is it blurry?
It's probably like blurry to the point where he cannot function.
But that's most people that wear glasses. Like,
no,
it's not most people, but...
No, it's not. It's not most people. Some people can still see a little bit without their glasses.
But it's blurry.
Like, you know, 20/20 vision is perfect, right? So it's probably, like, lower down.
Well, I just want to know what... Legally... What's the statement? Legally what?
Legally blind. So no, that means that, that... So some... What do you mean you don't know about that? So some people,
just,
like, you can...
Just relax. Don't get so... You're very uptight, all right? I just want you to just chill.
Simon Cowell wants to put together another boy band. So if you're interested in being in another One Direction, you can. So he's put these billboards around London to help the search. The first audition happens in Newcastle on July 4th. And then he's going to go to Liverpool, Dublin, and London. And he's hoping to make the next One Direction.
Are we feeling like we need a new boy band?
Well, he says that it's been a lot of solo artists and there's been no... apart from the K-pop scene, there's been no major boy band since One Direction that's really broken onto the scene.
Right.
So he wants to put something together.
I think he needs to pick people who want to be in a band.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what ends up happening is
if you're auditioning for this, then you're obviously open to that.
Well, at the start, you'll do anything, won't you?
Yeah, exactly. Which is what 1D did. And finally, this list came out, which is the biggest money makers on Instagram. Now, this is taking a look at American celebrities. They basically looked at how much they made on sponsored posts between April 2023 and March 2024. I'll give you the top three. Number three, Khloe Kardashian made $16.7 million per sponsored post.
Wow.
Number two, Kylie Jenner makes $16.8 million per post. But number one, which I was surprised by, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
$28.1 million per sponsored Instagram post.
Million dollars for a post.
$28 million for a post.
That's just ridiculous.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So you post one thing, you get 28 mil. Whoa.
I know.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You wouldn't have to work another day in your life for one Instagram post.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Not one Instagram post. It's how much they made in that time. So average it out. Let's say they did four posts, but they only do like three posts
in a year. Yeah, they never do more.
So it'll be like 10 mil for a post. It's crazy.
In order to be legally blind, you must have a visual acuity of 20...
Acute. Right?
Acuity. Of 20/200. That means
20 feet.
That means that even with glasses or contacts, you can only read the first letter at the top of that eye chart. You can also be legally blind if you can see, but only in a very small window in your eye.
Yeah, I follow a guy on TikTok that's like that. He can only see one through one spec. So if you were to just put your fingers like that, that's all he
sees. Scary vision. Don't take your sight for granted, right? All right, thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
No problem, mate. I get paid to be here, but...
I'm not. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, who are you talking to?
Well, if you're listening to the show, wherever you listen to the show, I just want to say thanks so much for listening. I may be making a very smart or poor decision in purchasing something.
What?
Have a guess.
Don't say this arbitrary.
It has to be... Yeah, he is. Did you... You have no
patience.
You've
got so much money, like, it annoys me. It annoys me. It wastes it.
It's like you make these decisions.
Wow, my friends are great.
Yes, because we give you the reality.
Be happy for me.
No, we're giving you the reality check. Everyone has told you don't purchase it just yet. Everyone has said just wait. But no, I have to be the first to get it in the first round, and I have to
have
it first.
I'm not the first. There's many Cybertrucks driving around, haven't you?
I've not seen one yet.
Oh, they're running around. Have you seen one, Nala?
No.
Have you seen a Cybertruck running? Have you seen one yet, Pretty?
Not here, no.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can afford it, do it. But can you do at least one thing just for me?
What?
One in, one out. Get rid of the sports car.
No, why?
Because, like, you don't need that as well.
Anyway, can I go on?
No.
I love... Who inspired you to buy your Tesla, Pretty?
Brianna.
Okay, that's my wife. And I inspired Brianna to get the Tesla. Right? So I was...
Yes.
You bought it for a birthday.
I'll tell you what happened. I wasn't against Teslas, but I was like, I don't need one of those things. And then my friend had one, and he goes, he's Lebanese. So he says, drive it around. This is my Lebanese accent.
Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, drive it around. Drive it around for 2 weeks. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
You want one. And I went, okay, whatever. So went to America, hired one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drive it around for 2 weeks, came back and said, okay, yeah, I want one.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so got that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Now, the Cybertruck is supposedly not going to be available here from Tesla until next year.
So this is exactly why I'm saying I have no issue with you getting the Cybertruck.
I found a guy that brings him in.
This is dodgy.
It's not. It's all legit except there's no warranty when you buy it.
Thank you. Big problem.
And they don't have any parts to fix it
right now. And you, Chris.
But I want to.
See, like, this is exactly what I mean.
I want it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want it. I got chocolate on my mouth.
On your teeth.
Right, yeah. Still there? I'm going to leave the chocolate the whole
time. Why don't you buy an apartment? Buy an apartment.
No, I don't care about that. Buy the car. I have no issue with you buying the truck. It's great. It's fine.
I don't want it next year when it's just a common car.
What did I say? Literally. Exactly what I said. I want to be first. I want to have the first one. I want to do it before everyone else. That's you. You always want to do that, and then you regret every decision that you have made that
Apple
way.
Apple Vision glasses.
Thank you.
Meta glasses.
Thank you.
Ring that opens doors.
Thank you.
I've got my dad.
Whoop. Whoop, yeah.
I was so early on Whoop.
And then you gave it up.
Yeah, because everyone got it. I don't want it. My dad sent me a message. My dad will know what to do. He's very smart.
Dad will say.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Worst decision ever.
Thank you, George.
Dad is so, like, the word? Like, he goes by the rules. He'll only ever go by the rules, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, with the regards to the warranty and whatever.
No, but that's smart.
You came across as a real dick.
Why would you send that, Dad? You know I'm going to play it.
But you know.
Good job we spoke over that, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's good.
George, what do you think about this? No, you're listening. Like, I'm saying he should be buying, like, apartments for each of his kids. No. Like, he should be, like, buying one there, buying one over there.
Yeah, but I want a Cybertruck.
Yeah, I know, but, like...
That's not the point. The point is, do it...
You're bored of your McLaren already.
You never, ever learn your lesson with electronics, ever.
All right, let's do a quick vote.
Oh, no.
The show will decide if I buy it today, because there's one... I've got a good price on it, but there's only one left, and I have to buy it today if I want it.
No warranty, and they can't fix any of the parts. They don't have anything.
But I spoke to my mate that has warranty, because I can put a warranty on it. It won't be the Tesla warranty. It'll be my own warranty, but he deals with it. So... Yes or no right now.
What?
Let the show decide. I will let you decide. Do I buy this Cybertruck? 04-871-5544. It's a moment in time.
You're being silly.
Just like
you just want to be first. That's all you want.
Hold on. Like Just that's can't you just want. Borrow one? Like, we speak about them so much.
My mate's got one. He said I can have it anytime.
Yeah, so just do that. And pretend it's yours.
I'm not going to pretend it's mine.
You're just as...
You pretended that you got off a private jet for Dubai Bling.
I didn't want to do that scene. They made me do it. NASA, hi.
Chris, buy the truck. You'll be the coolest guy in Dubai.
No! Nasser, you're such a sarcastic. He's being sarcastic.
Nasser's like a super Chris fan.
Yes, you are. Don't lie.
Nasser knows what's up.
I'm only sarcastic towards Rossi.
But, yeah, Nasser, do you think he should invest his money in something better than that?
He can do both. He's super rich, isn't he? Remember?
No, I'm not super rich. It's not about the
money. Sounds like it.
It's not about that. It's just about like...
You want the clout. You just want Instagram clout.
You could die tomorrow. Don't live your life in regret.
Chris.
So save the money.
Chris, so you why? Are for twisting. The kids. You're twisting this. The only reason you want it now is for the gram and for TikTok. There's literally no other reason you want it. If I wanted it
for the gram and TikTok, I'd just go borrow my mate's one, take some photos and put it up.
No, you would not. You're not that guy.
Tony, you're doing what do you think, mate?
The gram.
Don't do it, Chris. Big mistake, mate.
Thank you.
Tony, this is my friend, Tony. He bought your scooter.
Did you buy my old scooter?
I did.
Oh, I'm not taking advice then.
The scooter's good.
The scooter's good?
Yeah.
It won't be next year.
I mean, Tony, right? Listen, Tony's my friend. He's got a massive collection of sports cars. Tony, you're saying not for him not to do this?
Don't touch this. If he's got no warranty on that truck, don't even touch it. What can go wrong with an electric truck? Tell you.
No warranty. Yeah.
I just think if it had a warranty, if it was from Tesla.
Told you, my mate gives the warranties out.
Do you? Are you
he
listening to yourself?
He fixes Teslas now.
Are you listening
Syed,
to yourself?
He's Lebanese Australian. I know him. He's a good guy. Syed.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes or no? Do I buy it?
Get it, Chris. Get it. You live once.
Yeah, that's right, Syed. You live once.
Okay. Yeah, but you also die once. Don't you think he should? Don't you think he should like look after his kids?
My kids are looked after. Don't worry.
Like, but for the future,
it's just a car.
For the future,
enjoy, Chris. Enjoy.
Thanks, Syed.
In case you hate it, you can sell it, and it has warranty and stuff.
He won't hate it. One, two. I just think just wait until it's officially here in the country and then you get it with
it's
the right
a year
paperwork.
It's time, guys.
This is your problem.
It's in a year.
We're almost there.
We're halfway through the year.
It's June. We're in June.
July, August, September, October, November.
Just stop being that guy.
I'm not.
George said it.
I want to be
George
that guy.
Said it. And you're being it.
Yeah.
You're right, George.
All right. Well, this time tomorrow we'll know. I make the decision or not.
He's gonna get it.
He's not gonna listen
Virgin
to
Virgin Radio, UAE annoying. Traffic, powered by Yaz Island.
It's a pivotal car in history.
Oh my god, that's what you said about the Whoop. It's a pivotal watch in history.
It's not.
The ring that opens the door. This is pivotal. This is the future.
I had a ring that opened up all the doors. Like, you know how easy Matt made life instead of getting a card
it
out of
it? Worked for 2 days and then it stopped.
Yeah, well, I got it from
And you said it was the future.
Can I have your Apple Vision Pro? You don't use them?
No.
Okay. All right, we got a 30-minute delay coming out of Sharjah right now. Even 611 is busy. There is a crash on Al Khail Road just after D3. This is Jabal Ali.
Matter glasses, can I have them?
Nope. Lisa, yes or no? Make the decision.
Please don't buy it. It's not worth it, really.
He's going to buy it.
He's going to do it.
Said exactly like my wife then. It's just turned on my TikTok. I'm live on TikTok. Hi, TikTok.
Hi, TikTok. I love you, TikTok.
Hi.
Yeah, I love TikTok. I said this the other day, like TikTok gives you the opportunity to go viral even if you have no followers.
Yeah.
And now imagine saying that 15 years ago. That you were talking about something. Imagine that sentence 15 years ago. You can get onto TikTok and go viral.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
That would cause alarm for a doctor to be involved.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
But no, if you've got like 10 followers, you can go and literally put some content up and you never know, it can literally go viral. It's pretty crazy. So I put something up the other day and it's crazy how it works. It was like I went to bed, it had like 1,500 views, some video.
Mm.
And then I woke up in the morning, it had 800,000.
It just pops. It just pops, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't understand, like, because I've never gone viral and my stuff's really good.
Well, yeah.
But yours is like... you know, your wife and mum holding hands and something, and then it gets 20 million views or whatever.
Maybe try to be more consistent.
Yeah, and maybe, like, you do you think your content's good?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we all know what you posted the other day, which has had management even talking to me about it.
Really?
Well, you've posted yourself in your underwear.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just the same as swimwear.
Oh, you think?
No. So you could, which, by the way, we don't post either.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's unfortunate we have to have these words with Rossi still, even in this stage of his career. He's lived in this country for how long? He put up a vulgar video of him in his underwear. He thought it was funny.
I didn't see it.
Oh, just don't.
Go and
watch it.
No, don't go and watch. Do not, guys. I advise you all, don't go and watch this video.
Like that, it got like 300 views, and I'm like, why? Because that's funny stuff.
It probably got flagged for being.
Yeah, you would have been reported.
Because it says parental advisory on it.
Does it really?
No, he put the sign.
Oh, yeah. How
144 views it's got on TikTok. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, no, then TikTok knows.
I don't
TikTok
think it likes British
up, you know?
People.
Oh, you know what's no.
Up? That's, you saw too much, huh?
Yeah,
like you see, were you offended by seeing what Rossi did?
I'm just so used to him being like that, so I don't care.
Mm.
But others might.
But one of my things on TikTok got 25,000 views.
That's great.
Well, that's good.
Great.
See, that's good. And that's so what
that's
I
where we f- I fed my kids camel burgers.
They like that.
People like it.
Money, money,
the Chris
Fate
Show's
10K
Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop
on
Virgin Radio, powered by
Rack
Bank. Let's get it.
Ow! Angela, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God, good morning.
No, oh, I love it. I love the energy. Are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash?
I am.
Well, I hope you are. I hope you. What do you do, Angela?
I'm a full-time mom.
Okay. How many kids?
I'm listening. Two kids.
I've got two. And what are their names? What are the kids'
both
names?
Girls. Farah and Sarah.
Sarah?
Farah and Sarah.
Oh, you named your daughters Farah and Sarah.
I love that.
That's going to get confusing. You're like, Farah! And then Sarah rocks up. Yes?
I'm calling Farah and Sarah.
That's so cute. What's the age difference between the two?
4 years old.
Good on you. Well, listen.
4 years.
Let's get this going right now, Mama. You know the deal. I got 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. We're here with Rack Bank. I'm going to ask the questions. If you get them all right, you get 10,000. Otherwise, you get 100 dirhams for every question that you get correct, okay?
Okay. I hope the questions are easy.
I hope the questions are easy as well. I don't write them. I just read them. So here we go. Good luck. Let's see how we go here. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Angela. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs I Like You and Wow?
Us.
What businessman owns Necker Island?
Richard Branson, do you want the name?
Who plays the role of Bane in Batman, The Dark Knight Rises?
Robert Pattinson.
What currency do they use in Spain?
Euro.
What sport does Carlos Alcaraz play?
Pass.
What company makes the phone S21 and S22?
Samsung.
What singer had the 22 album called Equals?
Pass.
In what sport would you use a puck?
Pass.
Time's up. We didn't get any more. I wanted to give you more cash than you got, but you got 300 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
Oh, that's bad. It's not that bad.
Tom Hardy plays Bane in Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. Post Malone sings I Like You and Wow. Carlos
Alcaraz. That's my fault. I wrote Alcatraz autocorrect. I apologize.
Yeah, it is tennis, though. Ed Sheeran had the album Equals as well. And if you were using a puck, you'd be playing hockey. Some type of hockey would have got you more of that cash. But listen, Angela, you're an absolute superstar. Thanks for hanging out with us and take that 300 dirhams
cash,
all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. God bless you. God bless Sarah and Farah as well. Hey, it's back tomorrow at 7:10.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
I want to do it now.
I don't want to do it now.
It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. It's 7:18. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Morning once again. Beautiful morning across the UAE. Weather-wise, yesterday was, for me, it was so humid. I don't know about you guys. It's so humid.
The last few days has just been like crazy.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Rossi sent us a song on WhatsApp yesterday.
Yeah. And by the way, don't be playing it out now, because this was just a demonstration for me and you to record.
So Rossi wanted a...
This version is not the finished version.
I'm going to play it because it made me laugh. It made me laugh.
I did, yeah.
Guys, no,
so
honestly,
this is...
Hold on.
6:17 p.m. last night.
No, it wasn't.
Can you listen to what the man has to say?
6:17 p.m. last night, and this is what we get sent through on our WhatsApp.
It wasn't 6:17 p.m. Can I just say, I recorded this straight after the show as a demonstration for Chris and I to do a song about a bread roll. So it was literally, it took me 6 minutes to do.
He worked on this all day and was sent...
That is the biggest load of rubbish.
6:17 p.m. last night.
I'm posting my screenshots.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rossi's big, brilliant idea.
Can I at least tell people what it is before, so it makes sense?
It's about you singing about a bread roll.
Yeah, so
it's a parody.
It's a parody of Teddy Swims' Lose Control. And it's about when you go to a restaurant and you get soup, but they don't give you a roll.
Who orders soup?
Lots of people. I had some yesterday.
In the summer?
In Mall of Emirates.
Here we go. It's a big hit, ladies and gentlemen. Rossi's big parody song. Give him a round of applause.
Yay! This is a demonstration. We're meant to do it properly.
He worked on it for 11 hours.
He's too lazy to record anything these days. He's too famous.
Here we go.
Duvet. Let's go. Something's been bothering me lately, and it's making me walk out the door. When I sit down to order food, my jaw always drops to the floor. No, try and I try, night after night, to order along with my soup.
So good.
Soup. The waitress will smile, walk away for a while. She returns, then it all turns to poop. Don't you know I need a... It's not next to me when it's not next to me. I try not to stop, but the pain's in my heart. Get you. I need a roll. When it's not next to me. Need a roll.
You need a troll.
Portuguese roll, all gluten free.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
Wait.
Duvet. Let's mash it up with a bit of Teddy Swims, baby. This bit's not meant
Teddy.
To. No, take.
You know where it's at.
Turn it off. Take it home, brother. Let's go. Come on. Sing it, Teddy. And then it.
Teddy.
It goes
Teddy?
Into the. Where's Teddy gone?
Teddy, where's Teddy?
Teddy.
Oh, give Rossi a round of applause for effort. That was very well done.
So we're going to, Duvet, you're going to go into the studio after.
No, I don't think it's like, not the whole role thing. Can we not do something that's different?
Trolls.
Yeah, like I've got someone following me who's a troll or something. Or
what's wrong with role?
Janika, what do you want to add? What do you want to say?
Chris, I love you guys so much, but when it's come to singing.
Mm.
Whether you like it or not, Rossi has better vocal.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks. All the other people I told to call up at this time, please do so now.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Janika. Yeah, all right. Well, no, I don't think we're going to put that. I think that was a good bit there, and we'll leave it at that. I think that was it. You did it for that moment. That was
good. How rude.
What do you mean?
I sat down there for 8 minutes and put that down, and you're too good. You're too famous to record it, are you?
We played it.
We just played it. We just did it. That's done.
That's it. One play.
Yep.
We could play it again.
Now, listen, we're going to be playing...
when are we playing Teddy Swims next?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't known. But well done. Give him a round of applause. Everyone. Thank you, Rossi.
Rossi,
you guys patronizing.
Rossi, give him a roll. Rossi, give him a roll. Rossi,
patronizing.
I'm wasted. Rossi.
Now, Rossi, we have Dua Lipa Houdini coming up. Maybe you could come up with a song next for that. Could you do that?
Right.
Houdini? Soup Dini?
I can.
Bikini.
Bikini?
I mean.
Go, Rossi, go.
Easy.
Yeah?
Go.
Yes.
All right, another one coming up with Rossi next. Hold on.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
I mean, what scares me is Melvin says Rossi's a genius.
Melvin, sarcasm is the lowest form of wit, mate.
But I don't think he's... No, he's. I think he's being real.
I think so.
Little Georgia's on the show. Hi, Georgia. What do you want to say? Good morning.
Hi. Basically, I want to say that Rossi's so much... Like, he's so good. And I think that he should have his own singing show.
His own singing show.
Yeah, go do that. Yeah, you go listen to it, Georgia.
Yeah,
you'll
yeah.
be the only person listening to it, okay? How old are you?
Oh.
I am 13.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, you go listen to Rossi's singing show,
all
right?
What? Chris, you're a child.
Why?
You are literally a child.
I'm not a child.
Yes, you are.
She says she wants Rossi to have her singing show. I said, go listen to it.
Just say thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I think you're amazing. Oh, she's gone.
Lala, yep. What would you like to say?
Of course. Rossi, congratulations. You have another talent.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, composing and composing songs. I wish Chris can do it as well.
So do I, but I mean, well, you're fighting a losing battle there.
Well,
I mean, when it comes to the Juve, there's only one who writes, let me tell you.
Lala. I think you've just given me a great idea here. Thank you so much. Boys, we're going to do a singing off competition.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Because yes, Chris is annoying and grumpy right now.
Mm-hmm. Rossi, I'm not annoying and grumpy.
You are.
Proven. Rossi is annoyed that we played his song. So, both of you are going to write a parody song.
On what?
Dua Lipa, Houdini. Where is that the song we're going to... Is that
that's the next song.
Yeah. Yeah, so this song right now, Dua Lipa Houdini, we're going to hear the original. You have exactly 3 minutes and 2 seconds to come up with a parody song. We'll see who's the best.
I'm not going to write mine. I'm just going to freestyle it.
Okay, you do that. I bet you use the words you see in there at least 4 times.
Cool, do whatever. Don't hate. Just because I'm going to manipulate. Don't hate.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to annihilate. Don't hate.
We're late.
A song writer off is coming up. Next.
Don't be fake.
This is literally true that we're literally writing this right now.
Don't be fake.
You've got less than 3 minutes.
Alright, yeah,
boys, get it.
Let's go.
Shabir says, Chris, stop being rude to 13-year-olds. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Shabir, turn off the radio.
Stop.
Shabir, turn it off.
Oh, Chris.
Now, Rossi's been silent for the last 6 minutes. He is really writing a song.
When you're a creative genius like myself, you just get in the zone, you know?
So, basically, yesterday, Rossi sent us a parody that he made of Teddy Swims' Lose Control.
It was horrible.
It was the first rough copy that I did, and it was meant to be for both of us, but you played it out.
Anyways, we played it.
And it's making me walk out the door. When I sit down to order food, my jaw always drops to...
Yeah, I need a... What is it?
I need a roll.
Okay.
I need a roll. A bread roll. And then, you know, we just got to talking, and as everything turns into a competition on the Chris Fade Show, we have now landed ourselves in the parody competition. It is Chris Fade versus Big Rossi. We just played Dua Lipa Houdini. We are now going to hear a parody version of that written... by Chris Fade and Big Rossi.
All right, so this is obviously the song. This song, Houdini Dua Lipa, is what we're going to be doing the parody on.
Yeah.
It's called Houdini. Rue, you've got a suggestion. Any suggestions here, Rue?
Yeah, mate. Rossi should keep the bread roll theme, man.
Keep the bread roll
Houdini
theme.
Houdini equals panini.
Panini.
Oh,
it basically writes itself.
Yeah, it does write itself.
Well, yes, I do agree with you some aspects, Rue, but this is the difficult second album, so I'm going to move away in a different direction.
A different direction. Good choice there, Big Rossi.
Right,
now.
Here we go, Rue. Here we go.
Chris, you go first.
No, I'm not going first.
Flip a coin.
I go second all the time.
No.
He went first.
I will never go first.
He went first.
Flip a coin. Right, Chris, hey, Siri.
You're going first, Chris.
Do rock, paper, scissors.
Toss a coin.
I want to go last. It's my show.
Chris.
I'm going last.
Chris, who's the boss on the show? Who is the boss on this show?
Be honest.
Who is the boss on this show?
Pretty.
Say it, Chris. No, I don't want your cheek.
Stop it.
Is the boss on this show? Say it.
Pretty.
Thank you. Chris, you're going first.
No, flip a coin.
No.
He said flip a coin.
You're so annoying.
Why can't we flip a coin?
Because you don't listen to me. You're so annoying. You sound like a brat.
Let's flip a coin. Hey, Siri.
Spoiled brat.
Flip a coin.
Oh my God. Why are you asking your phone to flip a coin? Do we not have a coin?
What do you want, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads.
Okay.
Rossi, you're annoying too. Both of you.
He could have just lied. He didn't, though. That's an honest guy right there. I like that. Rossi goes first.
Pretty, do you want to do it like the voice?
No, we can't because we know what they sound like.
Okay, you ready, Ross? So the song is Dua Lipa Houdini. It's a live parody remix. You guys vote who's got it better. Rossi's been riding. I'm freestyling.
Can we say what it's about before?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Right.
This is about when you lose your hat in Ski Dubai.
Wow.
And it's called My Beanie.
I love it. Okay, go.
Okay. Oh, look at his face. Tell me. Okay. Put a bit of echo.
Dad dancing.
Put a bit of.
Dad dancing.
Wait, when do I go, though?
Go. No, okay, no,
wait,
not
wait,
yet.
Wait,
not
wait,
yet.
Wait.
Go. Now. Now.
I don't know where it's gone. Tell me where it went. Please tell me. It's cold in the AC. Help me find my hat, my beanie. Where has my hat gone? My hair's a mess. Please help me. Someone here must know where my hat's my gone in my beanie. I took my kids down to Ski Dubai.
Yes.
Took the lift up, watched them all fly by.
I wrote this.
My ears are cold and my nose is red. I wish was I was back home in my bed. Oh, I say I don't know where it's gone. Tell me where it went, please tell me. It's cold in the AC. Help me find my hat, my beanie. I don't know where it's gone. Tell me where it went, please tell me. It's cold in the AC. Help me find my hat, my beanie.
So good. So good.
Thank you.
So good.
I mean, that was just
amazing.
3 minutes.
That was amazing.
3 minutes. Rossi spent so much time riding that.
3 minutes.
Whilst I've been running the desk here, which is pressing all the buttons so Virgin Radio stays on the radio.
Bring out the violin. This guy. You're just...
Oh, I can't wait.
Bring out the little violin.
I can't wait for this.
I just want to say, I want to let everyone know that Rossi, Nala, and Pretty, they're all against me.
Yeah, because you're being annoying today.
Just let him freestyle. Please don't use the words you see. Let's go for it.
Now
I'm
you
freestyling.
See me. Now
I,
you
I,
see
I just wrote
me.
Some words. Like, as in, I wrote words, but I don't have any lyrics
okay,
or anything.
Okay, come on. Remember, you need to vote, okay? 0487155544. Chris Fade, your parody of Dua Lipa's Houdini, please.
Some of you are messaging saying I've already lost already. Now, if you're going to come in with that attitude, you don't deserve to hear my parody.
Stop being
they're
like
saying,
this.
They're saying
like
that I've lost.
So if they say something mean about Rossi, you don't say anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
What's it about? Is it about buying a Cybertruck or anything like that?
My song is about a beautiful delicacy from this region.
Okay. Chris, zucchini.
Chris is such to be like, please give me, I really want it. Please give me. That's
what? You're not even
That's
making any
thing.
Sense. Can't even understand you.
I get her.
Go.
Thanks.
Now, I just want to say a couple of things here. I had surgery 2 days ago. I've got five stitches in my mouth.
So
As
annoying.
We do this,
so
I've got
annoying.
Five stitches. This is what they took from me. I've still got it here.
Stop showing it. It's disgusting.
That's what it is.
Come
All
on,
right.
then.
Here we go.
Okay,
is
on.
It about a mankini?
Nope.
Okay, what is it about?
It's about a beautiful delicacy that's from this region.
Okay, here we go.
Let's Come
go.
On, Chris.
I'm on
Don't be intimidated by my presence. Oh, he's dancing. Look at this.
When do I come in?
I'll tell
not
you when.
Yet,
no. Yeah. This is the parody that you know you needed to hear.
Yeah.
I hope you're not hungry. I came and I eat. Tell me things the way you eat me. I'm not here for long. So get ready to dip it in me. I know that you're feeling it 'cause you know it.
get that bread out and put that tahini all over it. I got my kids out from school. I put some tahini in cause I'm no fool. You may not know what it is. For white people, I say it's peanut butter with Riz. I know that you want it tahini. You want it right now, tahini. You want it in your mouth, tahini. You want to eat it right now. I know that you want it tahini. You want it right now, tahini. You want it on your body, tahini. I know that you want it. Yeah.
No.
Mine was tahini.
Do we even need a bowl?
Are you telling me that mine was good? Mine was good.
I mean, get your votes in now, please,
let's
guys.
Let's go to the votes.
Okay, Vaniba. Vaniba's on with us. Hi.
Hi. So I think you were both really, really good, but I will vote for Rossi.
Yep, Rossi. Oh, thank one you. Point there.
Such a mum thing to say. You're both really, really good.
Oh, don't be a sore loser.
I'm not.
But I'll be honest, I do think, Rossi, you needed to add another line for Chris. Stop being a meanie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Stop me being a meanie. I'm being ganged up on by all three of them this morning.
I think there's an element of jealousy this morning.
Of what? Jealous of him? Me jealous of him?
Yeah. Yeah.
What my favorite show yet.
Venetia, sorry,
it's
Vanita.
Not Venetia. That's a blind.
Vaniba, sorry.
Venetia's also Vaniba. A name.
Listen.
That's Venetian.
Chris, you just need to be happy in yourself. Don't worry about what other people are good at.
Rusty, if I were you, I would go back and add a line. Chris, stop being the meanie and cut it.
That's easily done. Vaniba, I can do that, no problem.
Next.
Little Stephen, yes, sir. Little Stephen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Chris,
okay.
My man. See, that's my brother right there. Thanks, okay. Stephen. You know what's up. Mahno, go ahead, mate.
I think that Chris is better.
Thank you, bro. See that?
Chris was better.
This, and this is...
Fair enough.
A lot of this is the youth. They know what's up. You know what I mean?
Really.
They know what's up. Fatima...
Hello?
Yes.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Rossi.
Rossi, there we go.
Oh, that's good.
Reshma. What's up, Reshma?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning, mate. What's going on? Who are you voting
Rossi
for?
Rossi, that was amazing.
Right, okay, but who are you voting for?
Rossi.
Is that a vote for Rosk? Or because you just said Rossi killed it?
Yes.
She's gone. We can't put that one down.
No, it's down. She said Rossi.
That's a vote, I'm afraid.
Yep, it is.
She said Rossi killed it. That doesn't mean anything.
Chris? It could actually mean bad. You're right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it could
Rossi, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, hi, mate. You're on the radio. Who are you voting for?
Yes. Hi. This is Adil. I'm voting for you, Chris.
Adil, okay. My brother. You know what's up, man. You got class. You got style.
Well, can I ask why you're voting Adil for Chris? What?
Yeah, because I like this... Chris, no offense, but Chris was great.
Exactly, and I didn't write mine. I freestyled mine, because I'm busy.
That's a decision. That's a lie.
You give me 10 minutes to do nothing, and I'll
you
get
were,
it done.
You were doing nothing. You've been on TikTok.
Last one. What's the score right now?
3-3.
All right, last one.
Yeah.
Random call here. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ahmed.
Ahmed, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm voting for Chris.
Thank you, brother. That means I win it. Yeah, baby! Bring it on,
son. How about we get Coco on?
You guys know what's up.
I can't see the phones. Is he choosing only his callers?
No, I swear. That one was random. I didn't even know what they were going to say.
Well, so you win it, yeah?
I won it, yep.
On the text line, Rossi, you won.
I'll do it again.
On the text line.
You guys want an encore?
Do it again exactly the same, please.
Let's
thanks.
Go on encore.
Woo!
Yeah. Remix!
All these people calling up for Chris, like, can't even understand.
I come and I go tahini, tell me the ways you eat me. I am not here for long, so get ready to dip it in me. I know you want me, I know you think I know it, tahini.
How is this
but
better?
Cause everybody loves a little bit of me. They spread it on that bread like ABC.
Like ABC.
You like to eat it with meat, you see. It's lamb and tahini. Oh yeah, I am everything tahini. You know that you want tahini all over my mouth, tahini. You know that I love tahini. You want some more tahini? Yes, you gotta do tahini. Yes, I am the winner tahini, and I am the best tahini.
Fix.
Yes, what? Virgin update.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the win, and I'm grateful for your votes. Thank you very much.
Imagine if you lost.
Thank you so much,
that
guys.
So good.
People really? Are saying make it stop.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Just, I'll take one more call here, just to like finalize it all. Lara, who you voted for, Lara?
I vote for Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Mate, Ross, I'm not even...
What is happening?
I don't even know what's going on here. It's just what's happening.
On the text line, Ross, yeah, you're winning.
I don't understand.
7:45, our news headlines right now. Pretty, let's move the show on. I've won, and we'll move on.
Are you okay?
I've won. We need to move on now.
Okay, we won't talk about the win anymore.
Morning today. I've really thoroughly enjoyed the show. It's been a nice show today. I just won the...
That's such a lie.
I just won the sing-off, which is nice. We've got tickets with Fly Dubai. If you haven't registered yet, by the way, go to virginradiodubai.com. Just leave your name. It takes you a minute to do so. And in about 10 minutes, we are going to be announcing another name to board a trip to Georgia, Tbilisi with Fly Dubai.
You're only happy now because you apparently won a singing competition. But Carla, just let him know, Carla.
What up? What's wrong?
You sound like you need a nap. You sound like a toddler that missed its nap.
Well, maybe
exactly.
I did. Yeah, maybe I did. You know, I've got 5 stitches in my mouth right now.
Still oh my talking about gosh. This.
Do you know I've got 5? Like, they cut my lip open.
4 stitches.
4, because one fell out. Like, most people wouldn't even be doing the show. Like, if it was Rossi or Pretty, they would have taken off.
I'd never take off.
I have come in to do the show, and I'm getting now, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Bamboozled.
No, you're not getting bamboozled.
There is a reason for that. You sound tired. You need to go and have a nap.
I better go.
Go and have a nap. Go on, mate. Well, thanks for your call, Carla. He's going to have a nap.
If I sound tired, Rossi sounds dead.
Excuse me. That's part of my personality.
Oh, my God.
It's part of my personality.
Virgin Radio's Fly Away Summer with Fly Dubai.
All right. I don't know if it's going to call, but let's see what's going on. We are looking for one individual, though.
Sadaf Barday. That's the name that we are calling. It's your final call. You have a few minutes left to call us at 0487155544. We want to send you and a friend to Tbilisi, Georgia, all with Fly Dubai. You know, they're celebrating their 15th anniversary this month.
That's so good.
And in celebration of that, we want you to fly away this summer. How do you register? VirginRadioDubai.com.
Want to book a flight, though? Go to FlyDubai.com. Hey, your chances to win at 8, 11, 4, and 8 p.m. all day here at Virgin Radio. What's the name we're looking out for?
Sadaf.
Sadaf. I mean, the phones are ringing here. Let me take one of these calls. Hello, Virgin.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Mandy, how are you, Christine? I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. What's going on?
Nothing. And I'm so happy you were so dedicated to your work and the way you were talking. And it's really a great thing. Like, you have a stitches in your mouth and still you are at work.
I love you. See, the guys don't even appreciate me. I got 5 stitches in my mouth.
4.
And I'm 4 now because one fell out and I'm still talking. Yeah, the one that fell out's not meant to come out. It's got a gap now in my cut.
I think, are you just trying to win a prize? Is that what's happening?
Not at all.
No, I'm just so happy to talk to him.
I love you. Thank you so much. I truly love you. Thank you so much for the call. All right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so emotional.
Oh, stop that.
My first call, and I'm so happy to talk to you.
Is there anything else we can help you with?
No. What's wrong? No. Just thank you so much. I appreciate that, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You take care.
You have a great morning and keep listening, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Right, bye. So aww. Cute. Just so cute. I'm still trying to find
Sadaf.
I thought the phones was ringing for Sadaf. Should I keep going?
Yeah. Let's keep going.
I mean, there are a lot of people calling here. It's hard for us to identify if it's Sadaf or not right now. But remember, register. This Fly Dubai ticket could be yours. Is this... Hello. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Sadaf.
It's Sadaf.
Oh, Sadaf.
Yes.
You're going to Georgia to Blissy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. You guys really made my morning. I love Virgin Radio. My first trip.
We love it. You are boarding a fly-to-buy flight, you and a friend, and you're going to beautiful Georgia to Blissy. It pays to listen to Virgin Radio. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Stage Show. Wake up.
Virgin Radio.
So talking social media, Ran, a lot of things come up, and I love social media because it gives you the opportunity to see into people's lives that you would never see before. And yesterday something came up. I got it sent to me a couple of times. I think you got it sent to you a couple of times, Pretty. We're talking about a young couple, who have opened up a restaurant in the country. But however, they're looking at closing it because of financial issues. So they put a plea out somewhat, and it wasn't like a begging plea. It was more just, let me tell you the situation of what's going on.
Honesty.
And, we'll see where we get to. Mm-hmm. That's sort of where it's at. And we've decided to invite them into the studio. We've got one half of the couple hanging out with us. It's Mula. Hi, Mula. How you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How's it going?
All right, mate. So this video that you put up on social media pretty much went fairly viral fairly quickly, right?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
It's crazy, huh, how quick things get spread.
Yes, sir.
So tell us, what's the restaurant's name?
Birani Man.
Birani Man.
That's right.
And what do you do there?
We cook biryanis, and the way we do it is home style, original, and also the thing is we have Bangladeshi cuisine, and since I've been born and brought up in Dubai, there's a lot of influence. You eat out, and you have a lot of your home and your mom's food and everything. So I will not say it's like an original version of what it is, but it's a lot of influence from Dubai, the flavors from here.
Okay. So what type of food, straight out?
Indian, Bangladeshi.
Okay. Indian, Bangladeshi food, and where is the restaurant located?
Ras Al Khor, Dubai.
Okay.
So near the car yard sort of area?
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Ras Al Khor, Dubai. How long have you had the restaurant open for?
1 year, 6 months.
1 year and 6 months. Anala, do we have the audio?
18 months, that is. I did my maths there. That was good, wasn't it?
So has cooking always been, like food been a passion for you? Is this what did you do before the restaurant?
Cooking has always been a passion. How we came about this restaurant was, if you remember during the COVID 2020, there was a lockdown. Everybody was at home.
Yeah.
So I love biryanis and I kept cooking them until I perfected it.
Oh.
So I was making in the house each and every day. And that's where I thought that the best way to kill time and improve on your art. And I was feeding like 30, 40 people every day.
So you knew your biryani was good and you thought to yourself, you know what, I'm going to open up a restaurant now. What's happened? Because you're in receivership right now. You're about to go bankrupt from what I understand from this restaurant. There's not enough cash flow. You worked out how much. Now, the story that I saw on social media, and I will be able to play some of it soon, is you said you need how much per month?
So my operating costs are like 42,000 dirhams a month.
Okay. How many? 42K a month is your operating cost.
Yeah. That's including salaries, rents, licensing fee, utilities, all that.
Okay. So you got to do 42K a month in sales at least just to break even.
96,000 in sales in order to receive, to get 42,000 to pay everything else.
Oh.
Just to stay afloat.
So you need to sell 96K a month of biryani and whatever else you sell there, right?
That's right.
Okay. And what are you doing now on average?
500 to 1,000 a day.
And how much do you need a day?
3,300, 3,200.
So you need double the amount to sustain.
That's right.
This is not making a profit. This is just to pay your expenses.
That's correct.
Wow. So did you do the numbers beforehand? Like, what were your expectations? Like, how did you get yourself into this position? I just want to ask from, like, to a business owner.
Yes, we did do the numbers earlier, and we had some expectations. We did our study as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe we went in with more faith and more, because I was into cooking and I loved cooking, but that's a different aspect, and business is a whole different ballgame. You might have the best food in the world, but if you don't. So what I realized, my mistake, I should have invested time and money into marketing, which I realized quite later while I was in the game.
Sure. Are you on any of the online portals?
You mean in terms of aggregator?
Talabat,
yes.
Deliveroo.
I'm on Talabat, Deliveroo, Noon.
Okay, so you're on a lot.
Yeah. You have to pay for that, right?
It's delivering only from that region. You only have one kitchen, right?
That's right.
So where's... What's
7 to 10 kilometer radius.
From Ras Al Khor?
Exactly, from the kitchen, 7 to 10 kilometer radius.
Okay, all right. So our aim... Now, listen, let's be straight out. You're going to have to shut down. When's the date that you will...
So, I'm going to be honest. There were rents which are supposed to be paid by 25th last month.
Okay.
And 15th, one for the shop and one for the accommodation. I could make it. So, the request with the landlords where I listen, I'm going to try my best if I can do anything in the next few days. If not, I need to go.
Get out.
Yeah.
I don't want to make
problems for the staff. I don't want to make problems for anybody.
How many staff you got?
10.
Yeah,
and you have to pay for their accommodation as well, obviously. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, when you own a business, I've got employees as well, and that's one thing that I think we forget as I have employees and I'm also an employee. Does that make sense? I work for this company as an employee.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And I also have my own employees.
You're an employer.
Correct, yeah.
Employer.
An employer. And it's scary as an employer, and you're feeling this right now, because other people's lives rely on you.
Exactly.
And you feel horrible in a position like this, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man. All right. So we've turned to the Chris Fade Show, as we try to do here on this show.
We do,
on this remarkable radio station, Virgin Radio. All we can ask for everybody to do is to spread the word for this restaurant. Now, we don't know if it's going to save the restaurant, but you're on the biggest show on the biggest radio station in the country right now. There will be, over the week, hundreds of thousands of people that will hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So we are asking people, especially if you live, obviously, in Dubai, to go to the restaurant. Now, if you can't get out there, order it if you live in that radius.
Yeah, yeah.
But we want you to go. We would love you to walk into the restaurant over the weekend, today, tomorrow, and be part of it. Be part of the journey. It's called Birani.
That's right. Birani Man.
Birani Man.
I get
R-A-N-I, right?
Yeah. It's
Explain it.
It's a play on Biryani Man. Right?
Oh, Biryani Man.
Birani Man.
I'm slow.
Sorry?
Yeah, yeah.
So, as I said, I was making biryanis every day in the house, and my son actually cannot say biryani. He just says Birani.
Oh.
So he was seeing me do this every day, and then he started calling me Birani Man.
Oh. That's so sweet. Birani Man in Ras Al Khor, right?
That's right.
Ras Al Khor. Go and check it out.
Birani Man, Ras Al Khor. I want everyone to go today, tomorrow, or over the weekend. We need to get you enough cash flow now to pay these bills, and then hopefully the marketing of this, and it's going viral on social media. I know it's gone on other accounts, and I've seen people talking about it, that this injects a little bit of cash into the business.
Yeah.
And tell me, it's going to be good biryani, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
you could have at least brought me some now, man. We could have eaten some now.
He did suggest, but then I was like, man, I got to go.
Now, it's you and your wife, right?
That's right.
She's back. She's working there right now.
She's in the kitchen right now.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Can we order it from here? I don't know if we can order it from here. It won't reach out, will it?
You can leave the order with me.
I'd love to.
We do deliver in these areas. We do get calls.
How do you deliver it, though? Just like your own drivers?
Yeah.
Okay, that opens up then again.
Okay.
So they've got their own delivery system. What's the best way to contact you? Instagram?
Instagram is okay. The number on Google.
Just Google the restaurant name.
You can WhatsApp
name.
On that number. You can call directly on the number. No problem.
Okay, I'm going to give out the Instagram page right now. It's b.rani, R-A-N-I, man. B.rani, man. Send them an inbox. Follow their account and order from them over the next couple of days. Nadila, I just spelt it for you. Did you get it? Did you get it, Nadila?
I'm trying to find it on Talabat or on Deliveroo.
Okay, so if you're not in the area, it won't come up, I think. So you can contact them directly. Just go to their...
How do you spell it?
I will tell you now again. If you go to their Instagram page, it looks like you can WhatsApp them as well. So it's b.raniman. That's b.raniman. All right?
Okay.
Are you going to order today, tomorrow, weekend?
Yes, I would try. Definitely, we're here to help each other.
I love you, Nadila. Aww. The spirit of the UAE.
I was so shocked with that.
All right. All right, Mullah, good luck, brother.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we've done it from here.
Thank you guys so much. Much appreciated. Much love.
Inshallah, we got a better update in about a week's time, okay? Let's get that cash flow going. All right, let's go. Again, B. Rani Man. That's B.RANIMAN. Get it on Talabat, Deliveroo, all of the apps, or order directly from them. Let's get them a lot of cash over the next couple of days to save this restaurant. Again, if you want to know more about the restaurant, it is B.RANIMAN. A few people still saying they can't find it.
Yeah, just the letter B on its own.
Yeah, so B dot. So write the letter B dot, then Rani, R-A-N-I, man. And help the guys out. The beautiful couple there. Hopefully they can get through it. Running a business is hard, guys. It is a lot harder than people think. They think that you can, if you've got a good idea and you can roll with it, it's so hard.
So many elements, right?
So hard. And it's hard. It's not easy. So well done to them for starting the business. That would have been hard just to get everything up and running, and now just to make sure that it survives. So good luck. Hopefully I'll order today. Let's order today and let's get through some of it, okay?
I'm new to biryani, but I like it.
Oh my God, Rossi, I feel like it would be your favorite food.
I am as well, to tell you the truth. I don't have a lot of biryani.
I've only started having it quite recently. You know when you get the yogurt as well and you mix it up with the rice?
Yeah, you gotta have the yogurt.
Is it got cranberries in it sometimes?
It's got dried up raisins sometimes in there.
I love those, man. I love those dried up raisins in the rice.
Mm.
It's so good. Okay, so once again, B.RANI. B.RANI. Man, it's just the letter B. Go and support.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Rossi's idea, but I'm going to roll with it. It makes me anxious, but we're about to do it. Songs to play at your funeral.
Yeah, earlier on, I was taking my medicines and Chris said, "We're worried about you. We don't want you to die." So then
I'm touching wood.
That got me thinking about what song would I have at my funeral.
All right, so we're asking you right now, call us or WhatsApp 04871 5544, that is. And many of you are thinking about it right now as I say this. What song would you want to be played at your funeral? And I hope this doesn't trigger anything for anyone right now as well, by the way. So my apologies if it does. But 04871 5544, what song would you want at your funeral? Keith is on first. What song do you want at your funeral?
Good morning, team. How are you?
Doing all right, Keith. Tell us the song, Keith, that you'd play at your funeral.
So there's two, and it's not something I've just thought about. It's something I've been thinking about for a while.
Oh, wow.
You know, you've got to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bangles, Eternal Flame.
Oh, an eternal flame.
Are you going to get cremated? Yep. You're getting cremated.
I remember that one. Yeah. And what's the other one?
And the other one is Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby. Oh, my gosh. This would be, I mean, are you wanting people to laugh at the funeral?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel that.
I like that one.
I think I'd do the same. I haven't even
thought
about it.
You want something funny?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it'd be. I want to have a little bit more time to think about it.
Okay,
Keith, I hope you don't have to play it for a very, very long time, okay? Hopefully that doesn't
happen. Same for
all of us. Yeah, exactly, mate.
Yeah.
Amanda, we're talking about songs you'd play at your funeral. Tell me what song you would want.
Growing up in the 90s, you got to have You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Why would you have that? Why would you have it at your funeral?
Get people in the mood.
MC Hammer, You Can't Touch It. You got it like that, now you know you want to make a move. Out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, bump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. I mean, sorry, are you saying are you being cremated or are you buried?
I don't mind. I'm gone.
No, like as they're lowering it into the ground, maybe.
Is this what you want then?
You can't touch this. And it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, Amanda, I hope it never... It doesn't happen for a very long time, all right? I hope it didn't happen. It doesn't happen for a very long time. Daria is on with us right now. Daria, tell me the song that you would like at your funeral played.
I would want them to play I Did It My Way.
That's a good song.
Frank Sinatra.
I'll say it clear.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
I'll state my case, from which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full.
Good song, Daria. That's a good choice.
The tears will be flowing. I see it already.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right, again.
So no one is going to be crying because they'll know I did it my way. I'm ready to leave.
Yeah, all right. Again, Daria, I hope we don't have to play it for a very long time.
It's such a morbid conversation.
It is such a morbid conversation. It is. It's horrible. All right, Chris, what song would you like at your funeral played?
I'd probably have something by Linkin Park. I like One More Light, you know. Just because I'm a massive fan.
One more light, Linkin Park. Is this this one?
Yeah.
That's a sad song.
Can I help you not to hurt anymore?
Wow, that's a beautiful song.
In the feels.
You would bring the tears with that, Chris. There'd be a lot of tears.
I would.
I mean, without the music as well, there'd be tears.
Yes, of course.
You love Chris. Oh, man. These are good. Yusuf, what song would you want to be played at your funeral?
Goodbye is the saddest word.
What is it? Goodbye is the saddest word.
What?
Who sings that one? Oh, Celine Dion.
Oh.
Is it Celine Dion?
Yeah, Celine.
All you had to offer was a promise.
Is this it?
Yeah.
It's funny. Yusuf, I don't see you as a Celine Dion type of guy. But yeah.
I can give you the 10 for Celine Dion.
You can do what, sorry?
I give you 10 of Celine Dion.
Oh, you love
her. Oh, you're
love
a big fan.
I'm a very good fan of Celine.
I love that.
I love it. I love it. All right. Julie is with us as well. Julie, what song would you play at your funeral?
Rusty, I love this, but you'll never walk alone.
Oh, get off, Julie.
Yes, Liverpool.
Get Are off. You kidding me?
It always makes me cry. I get very emotional listening to it.
This one.
At the end.
Yeah. But this is Jerry and the Pacemakers. Are you saying the Westlife one or this one?
This Westlife didn't do a version of this. Yeah, this one. She wants this one. Yeah.
Westlife, I think, did a.
No, but that's Westlife. You'll raise me up as well.
Oh,
you raise me up. Bring you back to life.
Yeah. Chris, would you wish my son Jack a happy birthday for tomorrow, please? He loves you.
Is it your son's Jack's birthday tomorrow?
Tomorrow, but you're his idol. He loves you.
Oh, I love him. Where is he? Is he with you now or is he at school?
He's at school, but he did say you were a bit of a brat this morning.
How can he love Chris when I'm from near you? Yeah. I don't understand.
But you're from the Wirral, Rossi, not Liverpool.
Well, I'm posh. Go back to the podcast. You can hear this. Happy birthday, little Jack. Lots of love, little buddy. All right, have a great
day. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chris.
Love your show. Bye-bye. You're such a sweetheart.
All right, I think we're going to leave it there.
Wait, no, we all have to pick one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll go first.
It's going to be an Everton song.
No.
What is it?
The Beatles, dude.
Oh, yeah, duh.
It's going to be the Beatles.
Which one?
I think I want something funnier, like Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Is that really what you're going to roll with?
It'd be funny, wouldn't it? Like, Staying Alive, Staying Alive.
Can we play it? So this is your song, Ross. Would you really want it?
Yeah. Think so.
This is a good question from Yusuf. Yusuf says, hey, I'm Muslim. We don't play songs at our funerals. Just want to know, when do you play the song?
I guess whenever you want.
Yeah, it just gets played like...
I think when the coffin's going in, if you get cremated, it slowly goes in. That's when you play it.
We don't have a song when we do that.
Yeah, they just play it. Yeah, they just play.
It'd be like a memorial service.
Yeah, like
or something like
it's
that.
Some like a little service. Yeah. What would you want, pretty?
Guys, obviously, I'm
the Backstreet Boys. Are you serious?
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Oh my gosh!
I instantly am in tears when I hear that song.
Well, that means that you're gonna be on your own. Then.
I am on my own.
Yeah, no, but we don't want you to be lonely when you're dead.
Oh, listen to this.
It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe.
See, it's hard to breathe.
Walk with me and maybe night's alive.
so soon become wild and free.
I hope I never have to witness. I hope I go before you guys go. All right, I want to go before you guys go.
No, I want to go before you go.
All right.
Start having a panic attack now. Stop.
Yeah.
I want to go before you go. And Chris, you have to make a decision. I will not end this segment without a decision.
Come on. I've had a really good think about what song I would want.
Don't be funny.
And I'm not being funny. I found the song. Can I play it?
Yeah, yeah. I knew you'd be funny. You're terrible. Go away.
It's the
Fade
jingle.
Fit.
Yeah, it's the jingle. Because I'd want you guys to go buy my products just before I leave.
Okay.
Like before
Can
I leave.
Can you be serious once in your life?
I was being serious.
You're not being serious.
Audit.
Right. I know.
I do it.
Just tell them the time.
Just tell them.
Maybe we just send them every time I mention it.
So he's all
Fade Fit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another
one. All right, this one.
Yo, Diddy, turn me down a little bit. It's like I can't walk anywhere anymore without any stop.
Can't play that one either.
You know what? I'm famous. Canceled. It's okay.
I'm famous. This is a song that I did in
2016.
Yeah. That's okay. I can do what I want, cause you know what? I'm so famous, can't you see? I got my color pop like Justin B. Selena Gomez.
Like everyone in the crowd would just be like, wow, this is a really
it's
bad
Friday,
song.
Friday, gotta get down, down on Friday.
And be like, does he really want to be known for this?
Yep.
Well, I hope none of us have to experience these songs for a very, very long time, okay? I'm touching wood. No matter what you do in your culture, do it.
Touch wood.
Tattoo. Whatever it is that you do. Some cultures do tattoo. I know, I've learned over the years, yeah. But whatever you do, hopefully we never have to experience it.
Virgin update.
Some good music, though. 8:51. How are we looking? News headlines.
There's a surge in Russian companies flocking to the UAE market. More details coming up.
Virgin Radio weather, powered by insurancemarket.ae.
Feels like 36.
Ones we didn't get time to, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Guns N' Roses, the Macarena.
Macarena.
Which would have been fabulous. In the End, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
If I Die Young, the band Perry.
Switchfoot, I Dare You to Move, amazing song.
I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, Bon Jovi. Someone did choose a Diddy song, I'll Be Missing You. Pink Floyd, High Hopes, Hello Adele, Lost Official, Can We Go Back?
Ice Baby.
Yep. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Wow.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
You know what we're doing now? Big flyaway summer with Fly Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
We are getting you to amazing locations across the world. Your chance to win across the entire day here at Virgin Radio. So have us on. You register at virginradiodubai.com. If we call your name out, you've got 15 minutes to call us. And we can hook you up with a free flight. What's really funny here is I think Andrea is on the phone right now.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, you can register at virginradiodubai.com. If you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, so Andrea's on the phone right now. She can't hear me. She messaged me saying, oh my gosh, was my name read out and I missed it?
She didn't hear the name at all.
Yeah, she didn't hear the name read out earlier on. Now, it's not her name. Her name wasn't read out, but no, I'm going to just have a bit of fun with her right now.
Oh, poor girl.
I'm going to pretend that her name was read out and she missed the entire flight.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring her on now. She can't hear any of this. All right, let's put her through now. All right. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, I'm such an idiot.
Andrea, how are you? Why are you an idiot? Why?
Because I have a strategy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have an alarm for 5 minutes before the Flyaway Summer announcement.
Sure.
Just to tune in to listen.
Yep.
But this morning, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I saw the alarm, I put it off. I think I was still sleeping. And so I tuned in for 8:55 and I was like, it's not at 9, is it? It's at 8.
It's at 8, that's right. And
did I miss it? Was the passenger announcement for Andrea De Cunha or Julian Tarantini by any chance?
It was for Andrea Kuhuna, yeah.
No.
Is that your name?
That is a lie.
No, it wasn't.
You're lying.
No,
you're messing with me.
No, I'm being serious. As we did the boarding call, no one called, so we had another name come through. And then the other name, so we did two. There was one name, Andrea, which is you, so you missed out. And then we end up calling another name. There was two this morning that didn't get through. It was Andrea, and then it was a Julian Tarantino.
You're
messing with me.
You know.
Yeah, your name.
If you stopped at the first, I would be like ready to jump off a cliff. Yeah. But then now you push. It can't get lucky twice.
Who's Julian?
It's my partner.
I love that. So you've registered your name and Julian's name. No, I know. None of those names were called out this morning, so you're still in it.
I still have a chance.
And 11 o'clock, Eddie's got your next chance, so just make sure you set that alarm and tune in, and hopefully your name gets called, okay?
He looks at me like I'm an idiot. Like, are you serious? You're taking this as a full-time job. I was like, it's two tickets, bro. Come on.
Yeah, win the tickets with Fly
to Buy. I won't take you when I win them. Yeah. I know, right? I'll take him then.
Yeah, win those tickets. Yeah, another chance. 11 o'clock with Eddie. Bye, Andrea.
Bye-bye.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites, from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more, only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Nala tells us what to watch. She knows the shows in any language, by the way. It's not just, you don't just do English, you do them all.
Yes, I do.
We're with Disney Plus. What are we watching?
So I just want to say happy 2 years for Disney Plus.
Nice, nice.
Chris, I don't know if you remember, you opened up. They did a Dubai Opera.
At the Opera.
Yes.
That was, oh my gosh, that was 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
That's when we officially launched Disney Plus in the Middle East region. They never invited me back. I mustn't have done a great job.
Sorry, Chris.
It was just then, and that was it.
That's it.
Well, thankfully, my relationship's still open with them. I keep watching them every night.
Yes, good true. Job.
So 2 years. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Disney Plus.
Happy birthday.
Here in the Middle East. Okay, what are we watching? What should we watch?
So since we're celebrating, I decided to do three picks of my favorite things to watch on Disney Plus since we're celebrating.
Okay.
We're starting out with a limited series called The Artful Dodger.
Oh,
this hold on.
Like the song?
Yeah, you know, she wouldn't even know who the Artful Dodger is.
I don't even know.
Is it a spin-off of Oliver the movie or something?
No.
No? Okay, go on.
So this one is a limited series. It blew up on TikTok, and it's based in 1850s in Australia, and it's kind of like a medical romance drama.
Ooh, I love it. I'm sold.
Yeah,
I'm
sold. I love medical romance.
So it's Australian?
Romance. It's not, but there is an Australian actress.
So therefore, it's Australia. Next show.
The second one on the list, I've talked about it many times, but I love it so much. It's Only Murders in the Building.
Great show.
It's three seasons out. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. It's about three people who love true crime, and they stumble upon a crime, but it's comedy. So that's the best part about it. And the last one, Pretty and I can both say, this is so good. Chris, you hate this show. Rossi, you like it. It's This Is Us.
This is awesome. Yeah. Guys, if you have never... I'm sorry, I'm taking over.
You cried a lot?
In every episode. If you have never experienced This Is Us, they have all the seasons,
all
right?
All the seasons on Disney
Watch
Plus.
It is probably the best show ever created.
It's like a family drama, and it takes you between the past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a disclaimer, once you watch it, you will want a husband like the guy in
like
the
Jack.
Show.
Like Jack. You want Jack.
You start like as a man, like, as anyone, not really getting into it, but then you slowly get into it and get attached to these characters.
Yes, and it really makes you put your life into perspective too sometimes, I feel, about your relationships and how you deal with your family and friends. So watch This Is Us.
Will I like it?
No, you'd hate it.
No, you would.
You know
hate
me,
it.
Yeah, you know me,
I
right?
I think you might out of the three.
How did you like that one, Russ?
This Is Us.
Yeah, if
Liz got me into it.
Okay. I'm telling because you don't pay attention. You don't have the attention span.
After
to
like
sit
three episodes,
watch.
I got into it.
Well, Brianna started watching Real Housewives of Dubai. And I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know about
that's
that.
Not your vibe either.
Yeah, who would do a reality show based in Dubai? Like, honestly, seriously.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
30 years after being left behind by its owner, a Donald Duck toy has become a museum's mascot. He's become so popular, featuring regularly on their Instagram account. A fan even sent in a Daisy Duck so he's never alone.
Hold on. What did we just read then?
Just do the Donald Duck like impression.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, sorry.
I got stitches in my mouth, did I tell you?
Oh, no.
No, I had surgery. It's hard. Did you guys know? I haven't mentioned it.
I no idea.
Oh, okay. Now, I've got a little surprise for you, Pretty. Bring it in.
What is
Bring it?
This is for you, Pretty.
What is it?
This is for you, Pretty.
What is it?
This is for you.
Chipotle!
This is for you.
It's Chipotle!
What have you got?
It's Chipotle!
I've got Pretty's favorite restaurant and my wife's. You've got Chipotle gear.
I got Chipotle socks.
Merch.
I got the merch.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
See, I knew
Chipotle.
Should be. Chipotle.
Guys, Chipotle is coming to the UAE.
Explain what Chipotle is.
So it's like Mexican food, yeah. Right? So it's like rice. You go in and you make your own bowl or wrap or fajita, and you get the rice and you pick which beans you want and you pick which vegetables.
It's so good. Like, so when I went to LA, obviously with my wife who's Mexican, she said to me, "You've got to try Chipotle." This is about 4 or 5 years ago in LA, and it's good. Now, for Pretty, this is a big thing, and for my wife. And if you're an American, this is a huge thing that they're opening up
here. It's a taste of home.
They're opening up in Dubai, so they got in contact with me and they said, "Can we send some merch?" I said, "Send some beans."
I love that it's like, you know, because obviously Chipotle doesn't exist here, so it's like everyone's got to learn how to say it.
The first time I ever said it, I said, "What's Chipotle?"
I knew you'd say that. So it's like you know, guys, it's Chipotle. That's how you.
All right, Pretty. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
She's happy. As long as Pretty's happy, we're happy.
Where's the food, though?
I know. Guys, we
give it a couple of months. Give it a couple of months. We are out of here. Thanks for another great show.
You're welcome. I do get paid to do it.
Yeah, sure. All right. You said the same line yesterday. You remember?
Yeah.
Eddie is up next. He's at the head office of Pret a Manger. These guys, by the way, they're fantastic. But Eddie's down there, and he's also got the boarding name for our next winner with Fly Dubai.
Yeah, exactly. 11 a.m. is when the next name will be read out. If you have not registered, there's still time. VirginRadioDubai.com.
Back tomorrow with it all for a big Friday show. Have yourselves a great one. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.